We're going to have to break into the African-American Museum of Culture and get the James Brown cape and give it to John Legend. Because right now, John Legend is the hardest working man in show business. What up, John Legend?
What's up, Tom? How's everybody?
Good. Man, you got so many things going on. Jeez.
First of all, you got
a new single. You got a new single called Love Me Now. What's Love Me Now about?
Love Me Now, man. It's like it's about loving to the fullest, living to the fullest. Don't wait till tomorrow.
And that's exactly what you're doing, huh?
I'm trying.
It's a John Legend love song. You want to hear a little bit of it? Here it is.
I don't know who's going to kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm going to love you now like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't want to think about it. I want you to love me now.
I'll play the full song after Huggy at the bottom of the hour. Now, you got so many things going on, man. Golly.
Yeah.
Your role in the upcoming film, La La Land. What is La La Land?
It's a musical. It's a new film directed by Damien Chazelle. I don't know if y'all saw that movie Whiplash.
Yes.
About the drummer.
Yeah.
Yes. So this guy, Damien Chazelle, he directed and wrote that movie. And his next film is a big musical starring Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, and yours truly, and I co-executive produced that and wrote a song for it, and I play a band leader in the movie.
So how is that?
It's you got a whiplash.
You're doing all of the production stuff that we're accustomed to as far as producing and doing the music, but stepping in front of the camera. How's that?
Oh, it was fun. First of all, I had to act like I could play the guitar. So
you can't?
I cannot. Well, the messed up part about it is Ryan Gosling's character, the pianist in the movie.
Oh, that's fine.
And so he gets to play the piano in it, and I had to learn to fake play guitar.
Why couldn't they get Ryan Gosling to fake play a guitar? You play a piano.
Doing his part.
You know, the whole thing.
You got range, huh? You're showing your range.
Him being a great jazz pianist, so I had to get in where I fit in.
Okay, all right. Is the hit show Underground coming back?
Yes, it is. Season 2. We're filming right now.
Did you all have to
Savannah,
stop
Georgia.
Because of the weather?
You know, I haven't spoken to anybody about that. I just saw them on Monday, and I don't know what's happening in Savannah right now, but I imagine if the weather is too bad for them to work, then they stop. But
so where's Underground going in season 2 when we last saw it, she meets Mary McLeod Bethune, Harriet Tubman.
She met Harriet Tubman. And so it's going to go some interesting places. Our group of escapees have spread out into different places and are trying to make moves. And Harriet Tubman will be featured in the season. Frederick Douglass is featured in the season. I play Frederick Douglass.
Do you really?
We just shot my scenes the other day. And, it's going to go some interesting places.
Okay, and I got to ask you about your most important role of all.
Daddy.
How's baby Luna?
She's doing great. She's doing so well. She's asleep. And it's 4 a.m. where I am right now. But but thankfully, she's asleep right now. But, you know, we're having fun. We love being parents, and I love being a father and just watching her grow up. She's almost 6 months now, so it's all happening fast.
I love you guys on social media and your pictures and you guys singing to her and just hanging out with her. It really is. Thanks for sharing that, first of all. But what's the best part for you?
Oh, I really do love singing for her. I love, like, dancing with her, singing for her. Hopefully she'll love music, you know, because obviously I love it and my wife loves it. And, you know, we would love for her to love music, so we're trying to instill that joy into her early.
Nice.
But that's not all. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Hashtag Free America?
Yes. So that's
to promote awareness about America's criminal justice system.
Yeah, so we're trying to end mass incarceration, and we went on a listening and learning tour all around the country, visiting jails and prisons and state legislatures and district attorneys and all kinds of people who have influence over how many people we've been putting in prison. We're the most incarcerated country in the world, and we think we can do better in the land of the free and the home of the brave to free more people. The president, has been helping by commuting some sentences and doing some other things to make it easier for people once they get out of prison. And we're trying to spread that around the country because a lot of it can't be done by the president. It has to be done on the state and local level. And so we've been working with different groups around the country who are trying to change the laws in their states. We've been trying to elect the right district attorneys that can, have the right approach to prosecution so that they're not just trying to lock people up for the maximum amount. And then so we've been doing all of that and educate the people at the same time and tell people stories. And so that's all happening, and it's working. We're seeing some change happen due to our efforts, but also because a lot of people in different activist groups around the country are working for this.
And then you're going around the country stomping for Hillary Clinton, right?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I'm going to my home state of Ohio.
That's a big one. That's important.
On Sunday, we were just in Nevada on Tuesday, and I'll be in Ohio on Sunday, and we're going to try to get folks out to vote, get folks to do some early voting, and all of that.
Well, you see why I say we need to give him James Brown's cape
and a crown.
Man.
You do deserve the cape. Thanks for everything you do, John. You really are an inspiration for a lot of people for all the good works you're doing.
Well, thank you. And I thank y'all because I know y'all are making sure people are getting out to vote, too, and making sure they do the right thing. And we're just trying to spread that message. We know every election matters, and this one is no exception.
Good for you.
Hey, John, if you're gonna send your mom on the cruise, we're 75% sold.
Okay.
And you better... Yeah, you better get on that.
Well,
you know your mom
people.
Wants to go. I can't hold them. I can't hold these cabins because they're going. They're going fast.
That's funny.
We just announced Labor Day, and we're 75% sold. We sail in April. And we got Mary J. Blige, R. Kelly, Frankie Beverly, and Maze. We got the tribute to Compton with Cube, Ren, Yella. And they're performing on a big screen with Eazy-E. It's off the chain. Fantasia, Anthony Hamilton, Silk, Troop. It just goes on and on. And we're just about sold out. So if you're going to buy your mama a cabin again this year, you got to get on it and get on it now.
Well, I'm about to get on it then.
All right, John Legend. Well, we're gonna play the song right after Huggy. Later, John.
All right, y'all take care.
You too, thanks.
All right. I loved him on Lip Sync Battle. With LL Cool J Sim.
Man, I love that show.
I do too. Huggy next. 25 past the hour.